Welcome back to On Life and Being Human. I'm Catherine Colleen, testing the fences of this adventure we call life, trying to figure out a couple things along the way. Thanks for joining us. In this episode, we're talking about words. Word, yo. I cannot recall a time when words were so obsessed over as they are right now. The social media age has brought us the freedom to say anything, and say anything is exactly what humanity did. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It's great on so many levels, but we also say the hateful and the beautiful, the inspiring, horrifying, offensive, and uplifting, all merged in a fire hose of words demanding your constant attention. Did we not expect that some people would be hateful? Did we expect to hear only what we wanted to hear? Only what we agree with? It has three negative effects. One, your conversations are now everyone's business, especially if you make them public. Two, people are caging themselves into narrow word-based identities. And three, there's a widespread impression that words are actually important. Now, the irony that I'm using words to express this is not lost on me. I think it's hilarious, and I'm laughing at myself already. But here we go. When you go out to a restaurant with your friends, you're in a public place, but there are unstated boundaries between your table's conversation and other people's conversations. Each table enjoys its own discussion, right? Without giving any attention to the conversations going on around them in this public place. So basically, when you're having a conversation in a restaurant, you're in a public place. You have taken your conversation to a public place. But if somebody were to walk over to your table and get in the middle of your conversation, you would have an issue with that. It would be considered really rude. Especially if they were nasty about it. Frankly, it'd be a little awkward even if they weren't nasty about it. So why then do we feel like we need to comment on other people's conversations online? They're not talking to you. Butt out. Calm down and mind your own business. I can't think of a bigger waste of time than obsessing ourselves with what people say. Words are ultimately meaningless without action. Focus on what people actually do, for few actually do much at all, and you'll save yourself a lot of grief. So what am I talking about? If you go online and you read the news, 80% of the headlines out there are only about what somebody said. Or worse, they're about what somebody said about what somebody said, and then it just keeps going from there. If you removed all the headlines that were focused on what somebody said, you really wouldn't have much actual news left at all, right? If all you did was focus on the headlines about what somebody actually did, and even those have their own issues, and we won't go there. Not today. So if we can manage to mind our own business, there's a larger and more dangerous trend. So even if you can manage to mind your own business, never have I seen so many people use words to cage themselves in and separate themselves from the reality that we are all one. And now that's a phrase that gets thrown around a lot. I get that. I realize that. But it's true. And eventually, in your self-development, you get to a place where you see that. But even if you can't see that yet, and that's okay, I don't recommend caging yourself in like this and separating yourself with words. It's very isolating. People spend years crafting just exactly the right set of words in just the right order to describe themselves. And I am no different. You would not believe the amount of time I put into choosing the words to describe myself on the front page of my website. And I'm certainly not the only one. But on the same hand, our journey, on the one hand, our journey of self-discovery is very important. On the other hand, we grow and evolve and change continuously over the course of our lives. What a shame to bind yourself into such a narrow sense of self. While you can define yourself in this moment, you can't possibly define yourself over a lifetime, nor can you predict how you will change through the course of your life. You are not your body. You are not your mind. You are not your politics or your name or your car or what you had for breakfast this morning. You are none of these things. You are the eternal soul inside that seeks to experience your humanity. Stop defining yourself with words. I realize I just defined you with words, which is pretty funny. But instead of insisting that you are an XYZ, I challenge you to recognize what your soul feels like in this moment. Stop trying to define it with words and feel it. And feel how it feels different from before, if it feels different from before. So instead of asking yourself, who am I, what am I, and defining yourself with a small set of words that you then will feel like you have to defend, I challenge you to simply ask yourself what you feel right now. What does your soul feel like? What does that silent observer inside you feel like? This is a challenge, and how those feelings change. But by far the worst effect of this trend is that everyone thinks words are important, as if they're concrete, like rocks to be thrown. Words are ephemeral and temporary. They're our own human way of attempting to express something emotional or conceptual so that someone else might share in our experience. Words are nothing more than a byproduct of humanity's need to be understood. Right? There are as many languages in this world as cultures, and then some. And they all use different words. Why do we think that these words are so important? If a generation wants to eliminate a word, all they need to do is stop using it. If a word is so horrible or offensive, a single generation could eliminate it permanently by simply stop using it. It'll be gone within a decade. Let me give you some examples. Not that it's an offensive word, but nobody says piddly-dink anymore. My autocorrect doesn't even know what it is. And yes, young ones, I acknowledge that to you a decade seems like an intolerably long time. But the reality is that nothing changes quickly. That idea that we must force others to stop using certain words is futile. Did you forget human nature? We are rebellious animals. We love doing things that people tell us not to do. Maybe it's just me, or maybe it's just Americans. I don't know. But ban a book and we will read it voraciously. Ban an action and we will openly defy you. Ban a word and we will paint it on buildings in bright orange. It's amazing that in all of this supposedly introspective self-labeling, we fail to understand the most basic aspects of our own humanity. Three things. Only change is constant. All change takes time, and you cannot escape your own genetics. So I'm going to recommend a wild and freeing experiment. See words as the meaningless, temporary wisps that they are. If you must describe yourself with a color or a painting, a bit of music, something other than words. How could you describe yourself using something other than words? Focus your meaning and attention. Give your meaning and attention to action. Your own action, to be precise. And of course, use your words and let me know how it goes. All right, that's enough for today. Thanks for joining us here on the On Life and Being Human podcast. You can get more essays and podcasts at katherinecolleen.com. Join the Patreon if you have questions. Patrons can ask questions, and I'll do my best to get them answered. And I'll see you next time.